You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by a legend in design, Kelly Vandermeer, founder and partner of Design Partnership, a retail services and hospitality agency focused in the physical channel, with strategy, design, and built at its core. Kelly, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me.
And it certainly is our pleasure to have you with us. Much appreciated. Now, Kelly, can you tell the audience a little bit about your career path that led you from being a legend in design in South Africa on the cover of Entrepreneur magazine and now a disruptor in Australia?
Yeah, well, I studied architecture back in the day, many, many years ago, and it became apparent, though, in practicing it, that it was not very intelligent as a model, not scalable. You know, exchanging time for money on a scale of 1 to 10 would be a solid 10, if not more. And so creating, you know, bespoke products for clients from scratch, you're always really developing a prototype or doing a prototype, not a final design, as it were. So within the kind of unpacking of all of this, I looked around the industry to what was close and easy to understand. And so the rollout of kind of a corporate blue chip interiors almost a capturing of a brand in the physical space seemed logical, more logical. And the prototype and then from the prototype, the new one and so forth. So that exploded when that got enacted in the business, and it grew almost overnight from 6 people to 126 people. And so that was extremely successful. But I think like anything, you take a path, and at some point I felt really burnt out at the end of 2015. It was a hard, almost 24/7 game, and so in 2016, just took a leap of faith to come to Australia, really jumping into the abyss, as it were, with the family in tow, and just doubled down on myself and trusted this thing would work out. And fortuitously met a great restaurant here, Excel African, Bradley Michael, who has a chain of different restaurants across different platforms. We did something wonderful for him in Barangaroo, double story, 10,000 square foot a restaurant that thankfully does still, till today, 3 years later, phenomenally well. And that's kind of led to a great relationship. And of course, that's a calling card for other people. And that's been a fantastic springboard for us to do the rest or do the final. Or similar work, yeah.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense, and thanks for breaking that down for us. Now, what is your biggest frustration with the retail sector and their approach to in-store design?
Well, you know, there was a time, I think, you know, take it 15 years back, when designers were almost seen as almost mythical beings that could do what mere mortals could not. You know, they were left to their own devices to come up with this kind of magical concoction. The truth is that the best designers have the best reference material. That's the kind of bottom line. And they were asked to do creative space, beautiful space, and there wasn't much science behind it. But today, with access to technology, everyone's a Google designer. Everyone's got a Pinterest board, and everyone's extremely opinionated about design, and without understanding the levers that drive it. So, for example, in design, it's a lot of silent design. It's not about just what things look like. In a bank, you put a chair at a height of 550 millimeters, or, you know, and not at 450, because people get up and down a lot faster. The people in the bank are a lot older because they're technology averse. And so it looks the same, but it doesn't act the same. People are more comfortable in it, but you can't see it on the picture. So I guess the biggest frustration is that kind of complete obsession with what things look like as opposed to how they work.
Also, how do you explain to clients the importance of linking human behavior with their design strategy?
Well, the one result, we need to understand that people in a real sense, ignore design, they ignore people. Everything is driven by people, and people are attracted to people first, and then to things. So from a retail point of view or a hospitality, a retail store will be busy because it's busy. A restaurant will be busy because it's busy. It's called social proof. When other people go there, you will go there. They know something perhaps that you don't. So that's just the way we're hardwired. So the best result in physical space is to follow behavior. So it's, and maybe explain it a bit differently, that spatial design, restaurant, retail, is not product or service design. In those, you can change behavior because your intervention, your reach, the magnitude, and the sheer scale is infinitely bigger, like smartphones. Think about Uber and Airbnb. But in physical space, the dating time, that intervention with your client is so small that you have to be in line with what they want to do and do naturally and not what you want them to do. If you want to change their behavior, it'll never work. So when you explain that to clients, and I use this analogy that, you know, people walk the way they drive. It's always the simplest way to understand it. In left-handed driving countries, people enter on the left and circulate clockwise. In right-hand driving countries, they enter on the right and circulate anti-clockwise. Now, there are hundreds of those examples, but that kind of brings the point home, mostly.
Today, we're joined by Callie Vandermeer, founding partner of Design Partnership, a retail services and hospitality agency focused in the physical channel with strategy, design, and build at its core here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Callie, also, what has been the most exciting thing that you've seen for a restaurant who has truly understood the link between human behavior and design?
I think there are too many fads and tricks in restaurants. People are trying to kind of shoehorn technology into restaurants in places that it doesn't matter. It doesn't make an impact. You know, people, in the end, people are still drawn to people. And trying to force that technology, like projecting imagery on the tables, or eating in the dark, like au noir, or eating in the sky or whatever. In the end, people go to restaurants to socialize. Otherwise, they would get Uber Eats and eat at home. It's a social interaction. They want to feel good and look good. The lighting needs to be wonderful. The sound needs to be great. The space needs to have some identity. And by and large, the space needs to have some form of authenticity. And if you can get that right, the right location, we're working on an incredible place now called Six Head. The reason it's called that is because of history. It's in the old warehouse, 1838 warehouse, the old barn stores on the old Sydney Harbour, so right on the water. And the history of it is that back in the day, the first head of cattle came from the Cape of Good Hope, was stored in this barn store or stored house or kept. And at some point, they got away. One head off disappeared. And they were found 10 years later, and they had grown to 100, which was incredible for the colony because it saved them from starvation. So that story is an incredible story to kind of flesh out in retail and to find its way in the fabric of the space. So all the dishes are based on that. The entire installation is based on that. We have these beautiful wire sculptures inside Six Head of Cattle done by a very famous artist. We have a rope installation tapestry with 1,500 knots as a nod to the First Fleet. And those are all great stories people want to retell. And it's like a great piece of music with a slow burn. It has an incredible long journey. It's not a pop song with a quick short burn that is fantastic today and gone tomorrow. And I think that, as an approach to restaurant, has certainly been our philosophy. And that really works. It's about the long game, not the quick ones.
Callie, it certainly has been more than a pleasure to have had you with us today. You're certainly in an interesting space, and it takes a lot of creativity to be successful, and you certainly are doing and have seen that. Lastly, and before you go, we'd love to get some design advice. What is your design advice to business owners who want to increase revenue regardless of the industry?
You know, it is really not that difficult. People overcomplicate, and you have to find a simple line. Again, people ignore design, they ignore people. If you execute a retail or restaurant space in line with predictive human behavior, and you offer a quality product within an acceptable price point bandwidth, whether it be food or retail products, or in the right location, you're probably guaranteed a success.
Again, Callie, thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to be in touch with you and to get further information on your work, where's the best place online to get further details?
The best place would be to go to the website, dpd, for Danny P, for peter-group.com.au, and then the best line, +61 404-328-828.
Very good. Again, Kelly, all the best, and we certainly appreciate your joining us here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
And thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Callie van der Meter, founding partner of Design Partnership, a retail services and hospitality agency focused in the physical channel with strategy, design, and build at its core. And for all the details, visit dp-group.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.